John chapter number 3, verses 1 through 3. Have pardon. Within all of us, there's a dream. There's a vision. There's purpose. There is a mission. There's a ministry within all of us. God did that for you. He gave you that. When God created us, He placed inside of us that purpose that He had in mind. And so, who you are is God's gift to you. Who you become, what you do with the gift, is then your gift to God. During this season, we celebrate Christmas. And Christmas is this time, this season, where we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. And we come and we celebrate His birth. That is the birth where God says, I've tried mankind and now I'm going to give myself, Emmanuel, Lord Jesus. And God came in a body through Mary. Mary gave birth to baby Jesus. Now, baby Jesus then came on the scene as a baby. The next time that He returned, He's not returning as the same baby that we're singing about today, that we're talking about today. When He comes back, He's coming back as King of Kings, Lord of Lords. He's coming back as the Lion of Judah. And so sometimes we get stuck with Jesus by seeing Him as this little baby. And that's so much not who He is. We have to understand who God is or who Jesus is to us today. And that is, Jesus came so that we can have life and have life more abundantly. Yes. That's what He came for. And so in the process of Him coming to give us life, He then asked of us to choose life again. In other words, you must be born again. Now, Nicodemus got stuck because Nicodemus thought that to be born again, I must re-enter my mom's womb and I must come out again. And Jesus, in essence, was saying to him, that's not the born again that I'm speaking of. What I'm talking about is to be transformed from the natural into the spirit. See, you can come to church, and as long as you're in church, it doesn't mean that church is in you. So what God is saying to us is that if you're born again, the first time you were born to your parents, this time He wants us to be born in the spirit.
Help us, God.
God is a spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. So in other words, you got to get out of you in order to see God. The issue that we have is that we keep looking at us and we keep missing God. And God keeps speaking to us and saying, I want to take you higher. I want to do a new thing in you. I want to use you in a different way. I want you to come out of your box. I want to do supernatural with you. But we can't see it because we're walking by what we see and not by faith. Remember, you are supposed to walk by faith and not by sight. Just because you see the bills doesn't mean God can't fix the bills. Just because the doctor says you have cancer doesn't mean that God can't fix that. See, you got to get in the spirit and then understand that God is up to something at all times. Nicodemus, like a lot of us, Nicodemus was a secret saint. So he came to Jesus at night. See, we do the same thing today. We come to God, but we don't want someone to see us coming to God. And so we want a relationship with God, but we want it to be on the low. We don't want anybody to know. It's all right if you know that I vote Republican or Democrat. I just can't let you know how I feel about God. It's all right if I let you know my opinion about this and that. I just can't let you know where I stand with God. You got to move to a point where the devil is a lie and he got to know how I stand, where I am with God. You got to move to a point where I don't care what's coming against you. You got to understand that if God be for me, who can be against me? You got to move to a point where you understand, listen, it may get rough sometimes, but I'm walking in the will of God. And if I'm walking in the will of God, God got my back, my front, my top, my bottom. He got my in, my out. He got me covered all around. Have you ever tried the Lord? Won't God cover you? Won't he open a door for you? Won't he deliver you? Won't he make way out of no way for you? A man that thought he knew it all. For the Bible declares that Nicodemus was a leader. And so sometimes when you get so educated, you will miss God. So he had the book sense, but he didn't have the blood sense. I want the blood over the book any day. Because the blood, there is no hindrance whatsoever. See, in the book, it's about what you know. In the blood, it's about who knows you. See, that's why people can't figure you out. Because they're looking at the book, and they're looking at what's on your resume, and they're looking at what's on the paper. And God is saying, you better look at the blood of the Lamb. You better look at my favor. I give you a promotion when unemployment is high. I pay your bills when you don't have a job. I'll give you a smile. I give you joy. Even though somebody said you have cancer, you got to know the God that you serve. And when you know the God that you serve, other stuff doesn't matter. So Nicodemus, Nick at night, Nicodemus come to Jesus, and he came to Jesus at night, and he came and he says, in essence, I don't understand this being born again thing. See, because sometimes in the church, what people like to do is like to tell you that when you come to church, you born again, you baptized, everything gonna be all right. I came this morning to tell you when you come to church, you join the church, everything is not gonna be all right. I came to tell you, I know you don't want to hear, but the moment you give your life to Christ, hell gonna break loose in your life. I came to be honest with you this morning, to tell you that things were going well until you tried to do what's right. And the moment that you begin to do what's right, you trying to figure out why is everybody turning their back on me. Because sometimes God needs to free you in order that you can feel hell. Sometimes God needs to move away from you so that you can see the power and the salvation of God. Don't get upset when folk walk out of your life. You need to thank God that they walked out of your life. Don't get upset when people start talking about you. You need to thank God they're talking about you. Because when they stop talking about you, you ain't doing nothing. So keep on talking. So Nicodemus comes to Jesus, and he comes to Jesus. In essence, he says, Jesus, I don't understand this thing. And Jesus says to him, in essence, you must be born again. And so here it is, Nicodemus saying, okay, I'm already here. So why are you tripping, God? I know you hold it. But have you ever been going through something and what God told you didn't make sense to you? Have you ever been going through something and God told you to trust him that on Friday the bill was going to be paid, but on Monday when you started out, not only was the account zero, it was a negative something else. But you knew that if I walk with God, if I wait upon the Lord, somehow when I get there, he'll fix it. God is a fixer. Have you ever tried God? Oh, God, fix some stuff in your life. See, when you begin to take a step of faith, God says, I'll meet your faith. Because he dwells in the praise of his people. When you're going through something, just stop what you're doing. Don't even worry about it. Just give him some praise. Just give him some praise. When you begin to praise him, God says, I hear somebody calling my name. When you begin to give him some praise, he shows up. Nicodemus finds himself in a peculiar situation. He finds himself in a place where he doesn't know what he needs.
Ah, right.
I wonder if you ever been there.
Yes.
You didn't even know what to pray for. You know, sometimes in life when things hit you so hard, so fast, and so wrong, you just say, Lord, I know. Uh-huh. Have you ever been there? I don't even know what to ask for.
Yes.
I don't even know where to begin. And God says, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew your strength. You may feel weak today, but wait upon the Lord. See, everything that you have inside of you, God says, if you wait on me, I'll purpose it. See, when you were born, when God created you, he prepared you for birth. But you have to have the intimate relationship with them in order to see the manifestation of it. That's what I mean by half pregnant. I'm tired of having it in me, but I don't see the fruits of it. I want my stuff now. I'm tired of half of a checkbook, half of a mortgage, half of a car payment, half of a relationship. I want it all because God promised to give it and give it more abundant. I want my blessings. I want my healing. Himself in this situation. And Jesus says to him, he says, truly, truly, Nicodemus, he says, you must be born again. Now, what does it mean to be born again? Because obviously the answer is not to re-enter your mother's womb the second time. So to be born again, I want you to pay attention to what I'm saying to you this morning. That is to be born, B-O-R-N. The B is for brokenness. Now, notice how Jesus operates or how he ministered to Nicodemus. He says, I got to break you. And so the first thing that happened is Nicodemus came to him.
Yes.
See, you can't come to God on your own. There's nothing inside of you on your good days that will drive you to Christ without the Holy Spirit speaking to you. There's nothing inside of you that is so wonderful that will make you say as a sinner, I just want God. The Holy Spirit has to come inside of you. In order for the Holy Spirit to rest, Jesus had to leave. That's what the birth and the resurrection of Jesus Christ is all about, was the Holy Spirit descending. See, the issue, the problem with Jesus being on earth is that he could only be one place, one time. So however painful the cross was, he did it so that when you ask for a blessing in Alabama, he can also bless somebody in Georgia. And you can also pray and cover someone in California. And they can touch and agree with someone down in Africa. And they can agree with somebody over in Europe. And God is saying, I'm omnipresent. I'm everywhere all the time. And not only am I everywhere, I'm omniscient. I got total knowledge of what you need before you need it. But I got to break you in order to come inside of you. And so there's always brokenness. Now listen to this. Brokenness is never the purpose, but it's part of his plan. And so when you begin to go through something, understand that God did not set out to hurt you. That's not God. But God sometimes will allow you to be hurt in the process. But that too is a part of his plan. Remember, all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord. So even though your enemy thought they were stopping you, all they were doing was getting you started. Because if they had not lied on you, you would not have prayed. If they had not walked out on you, you would not have said, God, I want something different. See, sometimes some bad stuff has to happen to give you some good stuff. See, for a battery to work, it takes a positive and a negative. That's life. It takes some good things and some bad days, but I won't complain because God has been good to me. It requires a brokenness. After there's a brokenness, then there's an openness. An openness. The openness is I'm willing to receive. receive what you have to say. See, notice when Nicodemus came, he first had to come, which is the brokenness. And when he came, he addressed Jesus as teacher. In other words, he says, I'm open to hear what you have to say. See, the problem with some people is that some people are not teachable. They know everything. And you're crazy enough to follow someone who claims to know everything, but their life is jacked up. Why do you care what they think about you? Your life is better than their life. You're receiving more blessings than they are. And some old nobody over here in the corner talking about you. What do you care? It doesn't make a difference to you what somebody's saying about you. The only difference is, God, what you say about me. And he says, I created you to be the head and not the tail. I created you to be the lender and not the bar. I don't care what you think. God, I care what you think. So it requires an openness. You have to be in a place where you're open to receive what it is that God is talking. He has something to say. So he moves from brokenness to openness, and then there's a place of readiness. In other words, once God gets you open, I'm going somewhere, once he gets you open, that is to say, do you want to be born again? Are you ready for this? See, and I love what it says. It says born again, as though it already happened. And I'm talking to somebody here this morning. You tried something, it already happened, but God says again, right now. And you say, I tried it, it won't work. And God says, this is your season. Do it again. The first time it failed, but this is your season. Because failure is not who you are. Failure is a season in life. It just wasn't my time. But this time, I'm coming out of this time. This time, I'm going to come through it. Because now is my season. It's my season to come out. And when we understand that now I'm ready, or readiness about the situation, everything won't line up when God says it's your season. See, when God calls you to do something, always expect none of the stuff to be in line. Always expect everything to be twisted and crooked. It always will look like I can't get there from here. And God is saying, that's exactly where I want you to be. I want you to think. Because if you understand you can't get there from here, you'll understand that I'm ordering your step. You'll understand that every step you take, I move somebody out of your way. You'll understand that every glory, every level of victory that you receive, nobody did it but God. I'm glad God is doing it. Because if man did it, then I got to give man the praise. But all I have to do is give him the praise. I don't owe you a praise. I just owe God a praise. Says, are you ready for what I have for you? And then he moves from readiness to a place of newness. In other words, he says, listen, watch this. He says, do you want to be born again? You have to understand being born again. When you understand being born again, what you understand is that God won't change your situation right then and always. He's just going to give you a different view of it. You're in the same hell, same mess, same destruction, and God is saying, but don't look at that. Look at me. Don't seek after what you can do. He says, but seek ye first the kingdom of heaven. He says, if you come after me, I'll let you find me. If you come after me, I'll move your mountain. If you come after me, I'll take care of your enemies. If you come after me, I'll pay your bills. If you come after me, I'll give you joy. Just seek after him and watch God move in your life. The newness. He says, in order for you to see the kingdom, you got to change the way that you see things. See, when you're born again, you see things different. Nothing changed. See, you pray and asking God to move this and to do this, and God is saying, I'm not going to do anything for you. Well, God, I'm your child. And he says, I'm not going to do anything. I'm going to leave you where you are, and I'm going to stretch you. I'm going to stretch your faith. I'm going to show you to trust me in your mess. I'm going to show you to sit down in the presence of your enemy, and I still got your back. I'm going to show you that it can be Friday at 11:59.99, and the bills is due at 12, and I'm still God. He hadn't changed because you changed. He hadn't moved. Spirit. He wants you to move to a point of kingdom mindset. Now, kingdom mindset is when I'm not about me. I'm about Him. So kingdom says, God, what do you want? Ego says, I'm going through something. So don't let this happen to me because somebody may laugh. And God is saying, I want them to laugh. So when I come through for you, they'll know nobody did it but Him. Because they laughed at you because they knew your story. They knew what was going on in your life. And they said, nah, Satan got you. Send one of them dying souls now. And your crazy self reach down and down and say, the Lord will make a way. But the blood is still the blood. I got a seed inside of me. I want it out. I want it out. You women can't relate, or you know what it's like to give birth. You got it in you, but you got to get that thing out. And you push it. And you kick it. Because you want that thing out. God put something inside of you. It's called a dream. It's called a vision. And He said you got to kick that joke out. You got to push that joke out. You got to do what you got to do. Right now, you gotta have an intimate relationship. You need His seed, is what you need. You need a touch from Him, and when He touches, watch God begins to just give birth to stuff in your life. A blessing over here,
hallelujah,
and a little joy over here. And then the same stuff that I used to cry about, I find it funny now. The same ones that used to try to stop me, now I'm praying for them. The same ones that I used to hate, now I love it because I know that God says greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. See, I came to a realization that you can't stop me. I wish I had about 50 people in here this morning that would touch your neighbor and say, you can't stop me. You can't stop me. You can't stop me. You can't stop me. Because God has purchased me. He has something inside of me. When God placed something inside of you, I'm going to get it out. I'm not half pregnant anymore. The seed is there. I'm coming out. I'm giving birth to the house that I want. Some praise this morning. See, because what you're going through, you've been in it long enough. See, as we begin to celebrate, or we prepare to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ, understand this. Understand this. The greatest gift is not under the tree. Don't get upset because they didn't buy you what you thought you wanted. The greatest gift is not under the tree. The greatest gift was on the tree. And oh my God, that's the gift I'm excited about. The one that was on the old rugged cross. That's the one that makes me happy. That's the one that makes me wrong. That's the one that makes me smile. That's the one that gives me hope. That's the one that gives me peace. When Jesus picked it up on an old rugged cross, and He says, can't nobody do you like Jesus. I'm glad that I have a Savior. I'm wants you to birth something. He wants you to bring it out. But in order for that to happen, you need him. I want to shift on you just a little bit. Because I want you to come to the altar this morning. I want to pray with you. I want to pray for you. You have a need this morning. And you've been struggling. I don't care what you do, that thing won't come out of you. I don't care what you do. You can't get your blessings. I don't care what you do. It's just not falling in line for you. The Bible declares where two or three is gathered together in my name. Jesus says, I'm in the midst. We're going to push that thing out of you right now. We're going to push it out with a praise. We're going to push it out with a praise.
Thank you, Jesus.
Just come. Just come. Just come. Just go push it out with a praise. Push it out with a praise.
Hallelujah.
You've been waiting a long time for God. I made a resolution at the beginning of the year, now it's the ending of the year, and it still has not manifested. God hasn't changed. God hasn't changed. My God, just give him some praise today. Just give him some praise. He's still God. He's still God. He's still God. Father God, we come to you right now. God, we just touch and agree right now. Say thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Just thank you, Lord. God, we may not receive what we wanted when we wanted, but we trust you, Lord. You are an all-time God. God, your children here have been praying a long time, asking you for something. God, release it right now in the name of Jesus. We touch and agree in the spirit right now. Released in the spirit right now, Lord. There's a breakthrough that is occurring in the spirit. We decree, we declare, let it go right now. I don't care what you're worried about. I don't care how bad it looks. Let it go. God says, cast all your cares upon him, for he cares about you, and God loves you. He'll fix your situation. God, we just pray for you right now. You open your mouth, you give him some praise. I didn't say love, I say give him some praise. He didn't say clap to him, he said praise him. He said, if you say hallelujah, which is God, you're releasing, give him some praise. He's your head, your protection, praise him. He's your maker, praise him. He's your daughter, praise him. Christ is your personal Savior. While you're already at the altar, you're already standing, just go ahead and slip up your hands and say, God, I want you. If you're here, you don't know Christ is your personal Savior, you need that intimate relationship, you need to be born again, just go ahead and acknowledge it. God, I need to be born again. I need a church home. I need you right now. Just in the presence of God. If you need that church, if you need that relationship, God, we thank you for this day. And we give you praise. We give you praise in the name of Jesus.